You know, Carl, sometimes we should just talk about innocuous things.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. Do you have a bucket list?
Yes.
Define your bucket list.
Places and things I want to do before I move on to the next plateau.
Okay, now I think everybody probably has some kind of either a long or a short bucket list.
Yes.
What's number one on your bucket list?
The peace of my family. Number one on my list. To take care of my two sisters and my brother. Make sure they're safe and comfortable. And that's at the top of my list. Besides my family.
Is that something you'll be able to do?
Yes.
Or, I mean, because,
I'm hoping
you know, these are three individuals who make their own choices.
No, that's true. But one is mentally challenged, who lives with my other sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my brother, who is another Vietnam-era veteran, who had a tough time of it. Four tours, not two, four.
Four.
Four. Okay.
Could we get him on as a guest?
I'll ask him. I'll try. He's a laid-back kind of musician for many years.
Oh, we could talk about that as well.
If you had a piano here, he'd be on that piano in a heartbeat. But seriously, sang with City Limits and The Pretenders for many years and toured. But no, he's very, very a private kind of guy. But now as they get older, I'd like to provide that. They're at the top of my bucket list, besides taking care of my family, of course. Taking care of because they're the only ones left. My entire family is gone. Other than cousins, all the elderlies have passed on to their better reward.
Number two on your bucket list.
I would like to be on an island, and I Antigua would be nice, but I think I'm going to the south, to southeast Asian islands, north of Papua New Guinea, you mentioned, all the islands of the Pacific. I would love to do that once with my wife. And to have peace and quiet for 2 weeks on these houses that go out over the water. What I want to see is the center of the Milky Way again. And in these islands, you can do that. I remember as a child in Goshen, New York, only once have I ever seen the center of the universe where you see that cloud, that streak of a cloud across the sky.
I remember seeing it many times.
I've only seen it once in my life. I would like to see that one more time before I step off, as they say. And that's at the high on my bucket. But my little one with me, because I want her to see. She can't imagine, she's only eight, how you can see the center of the universe. That's it.
Well, part of the problem is that you grew up in a metropolitan area.
Yes.
A big city of New York, Gotham, as they say. And because of the lights of the city, it blocks out much of what you could see
Absolutely.
Of the universe.
Correct.
If you were in a rural area with no other light. Infringement.
And now we have very few places on the earth where we can actually see that because of the earth is so bright. And one of them is in Southeast Asia, in the Southeast Asia area, north of New Guinea, where it's so very dark. In the middle of the ocean and certain parts of Africa and so on, where the sky is so dark you can actually see the center of the universe.
I remember in some very rural areas, particularly river running in Colorado any of the other wonderful states where you can spend, you know, 8 or 9 days on a river and see the stars without the influence of any extraneous light.
There's something about looking up at the stars.
You can see satellites go by.
Yes, you can.
You really can.
I've seen a couple of them over my life.
Yep.
It's really fascinating when you see those things just moving. It looks like a star moving across the sky.
The folks who live in rural America are blessed in many ways.
I'm wondering if they
having an opportunity to see stuff like that.
I'm wondering if they know that.
I would imagine.
I would hope so, because they have the wonder of the universe. All you have to do is look up.
Well, if you're a rancher or a farmer, you have the wonders of the universe right at your hand by planting and feeding, growing and serving.
Surely.
You know.
But you actually can, when you look at the center of the Milky Way, you see the beginning of time. And I find that to be more than fascinating.
What if I were to tell you that time does not exist?
Oh, here we go.
What would you do then? See? That shoots your entire argument. And even though we deal with time here because you only got a few seconds, and in those few seconds, this is where we say we'll be back, so stay with us.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Author Cal Newport analyzed research of successful people to find patterns. What's the secret to success at work?
Focus. Focused people who worked in a few 3 to 4 hour sessions were better off than unfocused people who spaced their work out over the course of the day and worked longer hours.
Here are some of his key findings. Focused workers were more confident because they saw progress faster.
Non-focused workers often slept less, were exhausted, and felt more stress.
Focused workers were more relaxed and made time for leisure activities.
Cal says the winning formula is to focus hard in reasonable bursts.
Get more done in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how did you pick the love of your life? Was it a feeling, a thought, or you just kind of liked his or her looks? Well, it all starts with a cheap trick formed early in life. Here's the science of it. Have you ever heard the song, "I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad"? Well, that's absolutely true for men. And it seems that girls want a girl just like the guy that married dear old mom. It's called sexual imprinting. And early in life, children create a mental pattern of their opposite sex parents look and search for a life partner who matches the model. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if your husband looks like your dad or if your wife favors your mother, you just increase the odds of marital success. The partner makes us feel safer and more secure. The result, a much happier marriage. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.